know what Demetrius reminds me every time he comes in here? What? 10 people listen to this thing.
No, there's a lot more than that.
I know.
How many do you have that listen to this?
It depends, because by the way, hold on. Welcome to the podcast. Wednesday, October 17th, just after 6 o'clock. It's Eric Chase. Floyd, are we still doing Deja?
Call me whatever you want.
Co-worker.
Yes!
Cumulus employee.
Finally!
Floyd Anderson is a co-worker of mine, and from BCSN, our friend Jordan Tomase.
Hey.
Yes, I can check and see how many. Actually, anybody can. If you go to the Podbean link, it says the number of how many times it's been listened to or downloaded, and they're all over the map.
See, so you should be Northwest Ohio's leading podcast. That should be your tag.
Yeah, and I vote for you in Toledo City Paper. Yeah. I've been nominating you, I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah,
wait,
you're welcome.
Is that up?
Yeah.
Oh,
up.
I'm on
I
it.
Go every
nominating
day.
You myself. We're going.
Until the 20th. In fact, I was on the desktop of this computer and I saw the graphic and it reminded me to post one more time. I look at things this way, those things are popularity contests. And probably also who buys the most advertising.
Yeah, but it's the bragging rights if you win, though.
Yeah, and then you're going to win.
Have I ever bragged?
No, but I'll brag for you. As your wingman now.
Fine.
Then we can say we've been on the top podcast in Toledo.
I mean...
A win for you is a win for me. I'm literally riding these coattails.
That's fine. You can wear the jacket. I'll be on the coat. In fact, you can go to the night of the award ceremony, which is always a fun time.
Done.
Wait, there's an actual award ceremony?
Yeah, they have it at the...
You have to win this now.
I always confuse the premiere and the pinnacle. What's the one where the license place is? Is that the premiere?
That's premiere,
Oh, yeah. I know it, yeah.
They do it there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in March. And the old show and the station used to win all the time, so we were there every year. We were wondering if we were going to win this past year for the year that we got fired and let go, which would have been great. But it's a good party.
I know you hate her, but you're like Beyonce now. You're on your own. Rack up all these awards and accolades.
You do not need Kelly and Michelle.
Right, exactly. And then as you win them, act like Taylor Swift and be like, oh my gosh.
You're so shocked.
I had no idea. Yeah, number one album for the past 4 years. Okay.
Did you hear any of the podcasts where I was talking about the 20 under 40?
No.
So
I
got nominated, and I'll make this quick because I've said it on a couple podcasts. But so I got nominated, and I did the same ask before. I was like, look, if I have made an impact in your life, you think I've done good here in the community, I would appreciate a nomination because I only got 1 year left anyway. So I got nominated along with 254.
Yeah, there was a lot.
So then I started to get the emails, and they're like, make sure. I think that they sent emails to people who nominated those people to buy tickets, and then they wanted me to ask the people who nominated me to buy tickets. And I even said, I replied back as my RSVP, I'm like, it's me plus one. They're like, oh, you only get one ticket.
What?
So I didn't like this racket, and I think it's Leadership Toledo that puts it on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And they're a great group. Mm-hmm. They do good for the community, but it's not exactly like I'm giving to Mother Teresa here. So I didn't go. And I kind of hope that I was one of the 20, and they're like, oh, shit, he's not here. We got to pick somebody else.
So it's like the Oscars when they said your name. There's just some random Facebook picture of you that shows up on the screen.
Right, or a pre-taped video.
Pre-recorded video.
There was a good group of people that won, and I just didn't like that racket. And I'm all about, the integrity of something, so.
But congratulations.
Which part?
Being nominated?
One of the 255?
I mean, I'm 35, and I've been nominated, and I'm under 40. I've done a lot of stuff. Yeah, I'm bragging myself. Racking myself up for 2019.
I will nominate you next year just so you can go up there as Deja.
And I will dominate myself.
You know,
I expect you to do the same.
Of course.
Thank you.
Always. I got you, boo.
She can't win because Annalise was on the other day, on the podcast the other day, and she is one of the most impressive people I have met in a long, long time.
I work with her a lot. Isn't she intimidating? But, she knows her stuff, and you're like, yeah.
She's not to me. I connect.
But in a good way, in a good way.
I get exactly what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And she had just posted something. Annalise Alvarez is the new equality director, equality Kelly Toledo director, and she does a bazillion other things.
And she was like, she just became our director, and she's done a lot of stuff.
That's awesome.
And I've been on the board for a while, and I'm just like, I look at my little pile of like two things, and she's just like, I'm on it. Yeah, she's working her booty off.
She came in here the other day, and I just before she had gotten here, she posted something about somebody called her confrontational and emotional.
Oh, I saw that online, yeah.
And I... Even someone who is of decent intelligence and not wanting to be combative, I could see why they would say that about her, because you don't run into so many people who are as well-spoken, thoughtful, energetic, charismatic, and as intelligent as Annalise is, and you can't really process. So you just
and
blurt
passionate.
Out,
like, she's very passionate.
You just blurt out dumb shit.
And
I hope whoever said that to her regrets it, because she is a wonderful person.
Far from that, yes.
Until... I asked her how old she was. I was like, you need to be at the top of the list of 20 under 40. So she'll have to do, she's 40 now. So,
but just turned it.
She literally appeared out of thin air for Nick's job.
Because
I met her, she's on the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition board.
Okay.
And we had a kind of a get together a couple of months ago. And she was sitting next to me at Dirty Bird. She introduced herself. I'm like, oh, you're the new Nick. Did you see Thor Ragnarok?
No.
You saw it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
New Doug? Remember that line?
Oh, yeah. Because they kept getting killed or something?
New Doug. She's new Nick. And that's when I got to know her. But she literally came out of nowhere. And she explained to me the other night, she had been working on like her master's and her dissertation. Mm-hmm. She literally like... When she moved here with her wife in 2015, she just buried herself in school.
Yeah.
And then she just appeared
like
a,
I think her
like
free
a gay
time,
goddess.
Gay goddess. I think her free time is literally when she sleeps at night. Yeah. And that's only 30 minutes.
I'm exhausted just like hearing everything that she does. How does she do it?
And if you meet her, she always has a smile on her face.
Yeah.
Always.
And that's amazing. That's the type of people you need in the community and out promoting stuff and just being a great example. So
I could see her, if she chose to follow Nick's path into city politics, if you wanted that headache, she could totally be mayor if she wanted to. With enough time here.
Should we start her campaign?
We can.
After you nominate me for 20 under 40, whatever. Priorities first.
Yes. Okay, yes.
Do you guys,
and then we'll start the mayor campaign.
Do you guys with BCAN do anything? Have you run into any Equality Toledo stuff?
We've covered Pride. Okay. And I'm not sure. I'll have to go back and look at what other stories we covered, but Pride is like the main thing that we always do. So
you'll run into something else. I know they have something tonight, right? Yeah. I saw her post something. You don't have to know everything.
He's like, what?
We were going to go over a bunch
horrible
of...
Horrible board member. I was like, what? Yeah.
We were going to go over a bunch of like celeb stuff, because there's been some big stuff this week, but there's a lot to talk about.
I'm
Can
ready.
We talk about your drama?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Give me the name, and I'll tell that person not to listen.
I can, no! I can can't
do
that.
He'll tag them
okay,
in the
hold on,
like,
hold on.
Don't
I
listen.
Watch enough Real Housewives to word stuff certain ways. Okay. So, I can't do it. I can't. Oh, I can't.
Suspense.
Can you?
This is so
give
horrible.
Give us a vanilla way.
Okay. So, man. Poop.
Is it work? Is it life?
No, it's life and
is it
their life, not mine. So, long story short, I have
I can
this,
always get it out of
them. There you go. So, long story short, I have this friend who I've known for forever. And I found out that they had a previous life that spawned two previous things that will have life too. He had kids.
That's not drama.
That is drama when you don't tell the person you.
Right.
That's like most of Toledo.
No.
Your drama sucks.
No, bro. No, see, if I could word it the way I wanted to word it.
I think it's kind of scandalous.
See, I'm finding comfort in your eyes, okay, right now.
Dude, the shit my friends, the shit like Philip and Demetrius roll in here with. Like,
well, that's because they're Demetrius and Philip, and they weren't raised by a big black mother like I was, who was like, don't tell people your shit because it's none of their business. And I'm also 35 and my mom's 60, and she's always like, don't put your shit out there.
Before we turned on the mics, Floyd was telling us, I'm not going to say that, he was like, my life's a reality show, and I was processing that. I'm like,
but it would be a good one.
For a drag queen and a gay guy, you have zero drama.
There's,
like, you should get kicked off the board of Equality Toledo for the lack of drama in your life.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
That was me jumping off a bridge. Oh, no.
I sent you guys some stories.
I'm ready.
Which of them struck you most? Because there's been a bunch of like big name celeb stories this week. We can start wherever you guys would like. Jordan?
Ariana.
Yeah, I texted you over the weekend.
Okay, about that. So.
Are we shocked?
No, no. I was riding for them. Like, I was like, wait a minute. Okay.
Okay, I was too, but so I'm shocked and I'm not shocked by it. Just because I feel like they got engaged so quickly by it, and I don't know. So when it came out, I mean, I'm sad though.
Here's my thing. So like most celebrity couples, you know how they interact with each other. We only know hearsay with them. They've never, like, they've, only time we've seen them in public is when they're in the tabloids, or she's, like, looking up at him because she's 4'2".
Right.
And he has this weird Eminem hairstyle now, circa 1999. But, like, they don't, like, even when he's on SNL, there's never, like, an Ariana Grande skit. And she's always there. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't know how they interact with each other. Like, do they even,
which makes,
were they even real?
They which had makes a pig the, together.
The ring.
A baby pig. They had, like,
I heard a kid.
Pig.
I said, that's what? The, where is she holding the kid? In her ponytail?
The video for Breathing, the new song,
oh, yeah,
is 3 minutes of the pig. Home video of the pig.
Are you serious?
It's the laziest but best video ever.
She's coming out with a different one. That's just to get us in place for
so
now.
Are you an Ariana Grande fan?
I do. I love
I
her.
Would love to see her live.
Oh, my God. She'd be amazing. Let's get tickets.
Okay, that's done.
Let's go.
So,
do you want to come?
You can come, too, if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, somebody asked me last week, like, what's
she
your...
She is pop music right now.
What's
she
your,
is. She's an icon. She's a legend. Like, oh my
somebody
God.
Asked me last week, they're like, what's your favorite pop song in the last 5 years? I was like, One Dance. And I was okay with it. Drake.
No.
I'm a Drake man, and that's not even
No, I didn't even know. I know who Drake was, and don't look at me like that. I was like, who? I didn't mean like that.
But. Both of you motherfuckers. I'm still going with that, but also on that list, Shape of You.
Are we talking about the last 5 years?
Yeah. These are like your top?
They just keep popping into my head.
Oh, okay.
He put me on the spot. I was like, One Dance. Shape of You, and I have loved it since it came out, and I think it's got staying power, but no tears left to cry. So yeah, I agree. She's a pop megastar, and the only one not in rehab.
Oh, you know how I feel about that. I love her.
I can make those jokes. I have mental
health
issues.
I love her. I love her.
Wait, let's stick with the Ariana thing. You guys bring up both good points. Like, we've never seen them, like, out, like, boyfriend-girlfriend stuff, but there's a ring.
But then
it's massive.
But then every time someone talks about them, it's never positive.
Right.
So like they were doomed from the beginning. Like I remember when they first got together, it was like Mama Grande or Frankie Grande, they hated him. They hated him. Blah blah blah. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, we like him. And then like what's his name? Pete Davidson? Pete Davidson's caught at an SNL after party with another girl. And you're like, was it real?
Let me ask you this. Do you think she had some kind of feelings that came to the forefront and she kind of had some deep reflection after Mac Miller died?
Yes.
And she's like, I can't spend my life with this shithead. I got to find a real person that I have a connection with.
Yeah.
Other than big dick energy.
Do we think he has
no.
big dick?
No.
Okay, I'm about to say.
I think that's more a thing.
Personality
I think it's
driven.
It's a phrase and personality description more than it's actual literal.
Mm-hmm. I feel like since Mac Miller passed, you're right, it did bring up like a lot of, you know, memories and thoughts, and maybe she was just too emotional and Pete was very insecure because he always commented, Pete was like, she's too hot for me, she's too good for me. So do you think?
He's actually even made jokes about that when he does like his weekend update segment.
Do you remember did you hear the Howard Stern line he said? Mm-mm. When he was on Howard Stern, this was over the summertime, he said something about how like he used to jerk off to her before they started dating.
Okay, Ariana Grande, back up off this man. Okay, that's odd.
I went the opposite way. Like, the conventional wisdom is like, oh, of course this wasn't going to work out. Maybe it was the Mac Miller thing. She kind of opened her eyes. But, like, good for her. Like, now she can spend the holiday season with, like, people that she truly cares for.
Right.
Also, he looks like he hasn't slept in, like, eons.
Yeah, he's got some dark circles.
Like, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know. Maybe it's better for her.
I think it is.
I think it is, too.
Is an engagement like that, and when you break up, ever not, like, doesn't everybody wind up better off?
So, like, so let's rewind, because I'm older. So maybe this is, okay, I'm trying to think, like, maybe this is, like, Bobby and Whitney back in the day, where people were like, Whitney shouldn't marry Bobby, but, like, now Ariana's like, I'm not going to marry him, and, like, there's a collective sigh of relief from everyone. You see what I'm coming with? Like, people were so against Whitney and Bobby, and I was like, I don't know really much about Ariana and Pete, but I'm just like, it's over. I'm just like, whew, she dodged that bullet. Like, but why is it always on her? Like, maybe she was the messy one.
That is true. We don't know. Behind closed doors, she could have been in, I don't want to say she's into drugs because we don't know, but she could have been the one that was a hot mess express, and Pete could have been holding up the relationship.
Like Bobby and Whitney. Mm-hmm. Whitney was the messy one.
Maybe. Yeah, oh, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, because he was the bad boy. Yeah. She's a good girl because she sang like these big emotional pop songs, and he was doing Ghostbusters soundtracks.
Right.
Great song. Where do you want to go to next? I think we covered that fairly clearly.
Hmm.
I got my little list out here. Hold on. Let's see. Boop, 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 boop. Okay. Can we talk royal baby?
Yeah.
Oh, this baby's about to be so gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be, it's a black ginger baby. It's going to be so good.
I'm not.
She's just brewing the most beautiful thing in her stomach right now.
Floyd Jordan, do you guys get royal fever when there's a marriage or a baby?
See, I like to think I don't, but I'm also the one who sets my alarm to watch that crap in the morning.
Right.
And I'm just like, ew, I don't even like real weddings, but like I'm so invested. Like, this wedding was boring. Nothing happened.
That is true. Allie and I did a whole show about the royal wedding, and it was just kind of like we were expecting something amazing, and from the hair, the dress, the makeup, everything, it was just kind of like mediocre.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not bad, but like for royal wedding.
Yeah, like they hyped it up. I'm just like, ooh, I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Just to see Oprah attempt to walk in heels down a hill. Oh, she can't walk in heels. Poor thing. Billionaire can't walk in heels.
She's got fat heels.
She can have whatever, but she's...
I don't get into that, but I have friends who will do what you said, and they'll have big champagne parties at 4:30 in the morning to watch this stuff, and I've never gotten into it because I feel like those people are so far removed from us. And granted, it's tradition to do that. I mean, they've been doing it for hundreds of years. So when these two were super boring, I was totally, like, they're my favorite royal couple ever. And when I saw the baby news, I'm like, I'll follow this a little bit because, like, they're so much more relatable than William and Kate.
Right.
Like, they scream royalty and riches. And
these two are just like, oh, that's just my brother. Like, they sit at a separate table at dinner. Like, you guys go over there.
She's the first color they got in the royal family. She's Canadian, right? She's Canadian?
Suits was filmed in Canada. Oh, okay.
She's born in California because her mom's a yoga teacher and dad. Ooh, let's not talk about that side.
Oh, he's a mess.
So, but that's good.
Yeah, like, that's bring good. That, like, she's American.
Exactly. That's why I like that.
It is nice to see that she like has flaws and like, her family is a hot mess too. So is mine. Mm-hmm. You know, all that stuff.
And
relatable.
And I don't even know about, like, I can just look at her in the eyes and go, I can see these problems that you guys are alluding to. With Kate Middleton, I look at her and I feel like I get these like royal eye beams back at me. Like, you're too.
She judges your life after you're watching.
You
peasant, TV.
Don't yeah. look at me.
Peasant, how dare you?
Go back to your fiefdom. And with Harry, the only thing I ever remember is him helicoptering his dick through that Vegas, when he got caught in Vegas a bunch of years ago.
That was such a big scandal. Yes.
I don't remember that.
All over
we
the
saw
tabloids.
His penis?
Yeah.
I've never seen it, but you saw it?
Yeah. Somebody took a picture. He was just doing Vegas shit. Boy Vegas shit.
He was just royal out dick. Living in Vegas.
So like these people are relatable.
Yeah. Because he's the one who wore the Hitler outfit too, right? Back in the day.
Oh my gosh. I don't remember. I think you're right.
He wore the Hitler outfit.
See what our friend Google lost says. Me.
He did. He I'm not crazy. She's on it.
So that baby's due like March or April?
Spring.
Okay.
That's what royals say. They don't get, like, Americans were like, when's your baby due? December, November, royals. When's your baby due?
Do you think they'll do
it? Late spring.
Think they'll do a gender reveal?
No. Will the queen let them, though? Like, they're very relatable, but, you know, she's still like, oh, don't do that.
You're right.
See, he
dressed like Hitler?
He wore a swastika. It was back in the day.
You can't do that. Yeah.
He was a partier. He was, like, known as the rebel, and...
Well, when your brother is perfect...
Yeah, well, not
and he's
now.
Not gonna being, he's not going to be king, or nope. I don't think he's in the running. Like, I mean, he is.
I'm closer than he is.
He was until the offspring came.
Yeah, and then he's...
And this one won't even be a prince or a princess. I read that online.
The new baby?
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your job slinging beer, slinging pints at the pub. But I'll what?
I'm just picturing this little baby.
Imagine Megan just leaving. I need to go take a walk because you know she's gonna have a weird British accent within the next few years.
No,
she's like already having one.
Are you serious?
Yes. Oh. People are like, "Where's this coming
Girl,
from?"
Stop.
I'll have to pull up the interview.
Mm-hmm. I think it's weird. Okay, so not to like derail, but like, do we think it's weird that like she can't associate with any of us over here?
She can't?
I feel like she can't. I feel like she's always with them.
I think she's too busy to.
She's doing nothing but waving and hiding baby bumps.
I want that life, though. Just to wave at people and be like hello, right. Thank
when
you
she
for the
like, goes to Kensington Palace, she's like, oh, what a day. And he's like, you didn't do anything except wave. I'm pregnant with you, baby. I want them to have a black couple fight. Because you know it's in her. You know it's in her. You know she's a. You know that he says something and she lays on the couch and she just goes, mm-hmm. And he's like, what does that mean?
Is that the first time the N-word ever got dropped in the palace?
No! What? Not the N-word. He wore a swastika. He can't go anywhere further than that.
Like, she says it to him.
Oh, I don't know. She's a proper black girl. So she's like myself. I don't
know.
But
when you get feisty, like, you lose your grip on your vocabulary.
I turn into a black woman when I get feisty. Like, I'm a tongue popper. And I know Meghan Markle does that.
Well, that's why I say maybe she gets a little saucy and spicy.
Do you think she gets mad and just goes to like one of her 13 bedrooms and is like, try to find me?
Yes.
I'm done talking to you.
You don't know what room I'm in? Yes, I think they do. Oh.
Oh my God, we should write them and see if we just follow them. Follow them.
You want to write them?
Yeah, because you know they're British. They don't call people anymore. They
dear
write letters
your
still.
Highnesses.
Right. Do we even have to say that? We're not even from there. Know. Like, dear Harry and Meghan. Meghan, I know who you are. Don't forget your roots, bitch.
Don't
you
pull none of your.
Don't forget your roots, bitch.
And just see what we get back.
Don't pull this J-Lo shit on me. We know
right,
you ain't
exactly.
From the block.
You ain't fancy.
I feel bad for anybody who has a kid on the same day as them. Just like I felt bad for anybody getting married when they got married over the summertime.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No one cared.
Right.
Like you're getting married. That's cool. But Meghan Markle is getting married.
Right. The Meghan Markle.
Mm-hmm.
She went from deal to no deal to a deal.
Was she on that?
She yes, was one
she
of the
was
original
like
models.
Box like 42.
Yeah.
Either 40 or 42. One of those. Yeah.
Like how we used to say Meghan. Open the box.
I didn't know.
And then she had her shining moment.
There you go. I didn't read much about the story. Did you guys follow this T.I. thing at all?
What?
No.
With
like when I got the text message, I went to Google real quick and found nothing.
Okay.
What happened?
We can skip it. He apparently like had some. It reminded me of like when there was a Sarah Palin lookalike porn mm-hmm. star. I think T.I. did a music video with a Melania Trump lookalike.
Oh. Well, you know she's the most bullied person in America.
I think she said in the world.
Oh, in the world?
We're one of.
I don't speak her
whatever,
accent.
Whatever.
Good.
The Mega Millions, do you know what it's up to?
Super high.
It was it 330 last week, so it has to be.
Nobody won last night, so by Friday it could be up to a billion. It's at 868 now.
Let's all go buy tickets, and then we can buy Kensington Palace.
Shut your mouth.
And live there. And then Beyonce will perform for us.
Oh, my Lord.
And bring us
then,
grapes.
Then I could be like Harry, me, Meghan. Bye, bitch.
Would you take Harry or Meghan?
You could. Ooh, you know I'm into Ginger, so I'm in the Harry. And he's the hot brother.
He is. He's cute.
No. The other one's starting to look like mom without hair. He is looking at Diana.
Yeah.
And I was one of those kids growing up, and people always thought she was so beautiful. And it meant
Diana.
This is my 10-year-old ignorance. I always thought she was ugly.
Princess Diana?
I was 10.
Oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. Oh, I think she's stunning. But I think Kate
fine.
Middleton's prettier than her, like now. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like looking at everybody, all like the royals, and I think Kate Middleton's super pretty, Meghan Markle, and then Diana would be like lower on my
list. Put, first of all, Victoria's at the top. I mean, that woman is what?
Victoria who?
The queen? Oh, Elizabeth, right?
Yeah, I was like, Victoria's
Victoria
her mom.
Elizabeth.
I was like, Victoria Beckham? She's a Spice Girl.
The queen is always number one. And then Meghan Markle.
She was pretty back in the day. I thought.
Now?
Back in the day, she. Not now.
Now? No, she's the queen. Show some respect. But yes, I hope you win the Mega Millions. Can we even play the Mega Millions here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought tickets last night. Yeah.
Good luck.
You sure you didn't
well,
win?
No. It was last night. No, yeah, I didn't win.
I've never bought a lottery ticket. I wouldn't even know how to start.
I had to write it down. You just go up there and you say, like, I need one classic for tomorrow or two draws. I don't know. It's like a weird language.
Oh, it's like a weird drug deal?
You just go up there.
Can I get two 8-balls?
Do you want the kicker? Do you want the mega flyer?
Exactly.
And you're just like, ooh.
Can I get 2 Powerballs and a 4?
I do know that, like, when I go to the gas station, if I get behind somebody who's getting lottery tickets.
Oh, and that those most obnoxious thing ever.
People take that very seriously. In high school, I worked at Kroger, and I was in the customer service desk. And one time, I messed up somebody's lotto ticket. And they're like, I'm still going to buy it because I'm superstitious. Like, that's a win. That they have numbers. There's regulars that come. Mm.
My grandma, I remember as a kid, not understanding. She was the older lady with the rolls of receipts. like she was like, okay, we play. Like, she would lay them all out. And I just remember being a kid, like, these people behind us hate us.
Yeah.
I don't even know what my grandma's doing, but we're going to die. You know what I mean? Like, Grandma, I just want a Snickers. Okay, why? I want Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I want food. Yeah, and we never won. And she would watch, even when she didn't win, even when she didn't play, she would still watch the lottery.
I've been behind people, not for the instant games, mm-hmm. where, like, there's clearly a line, and I don't know why the attendant doesn't move on.
There should be a separate line.
And I think sometimes if they have two people, they do, but I've been behind people who have instantly won as the person's getting the rest of them, and they pump that back in. They're like, can I get a Coke? I just want my Coke Zero.
Right.
Have you won before, Jordan?
Off lottery? No, I've won at the casinos. Totally different thing, though. But right. I'm just starting to think about winning money, so.
I think my mom won $2,500.
That's really good.
My mom played the lottery all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
My mom plays the lottery. She is just, she.
Is she an old Jewish lady?
She could be. She's the older black lady. They're very similar.
It's the same thing. Both oppressed people. Well, ours far more longer, right?
Yeah, it's cool. It's whatever. You have a book based
after it. The OG of slaves.
The OG of slaves?
Those pyramids didn't put themselves up.
I hate you so much.
Hey, no. But good luck if you win.
I love the silent awkwardness. Jordan was like, I'm out.
I'm just like,
the Jew and the
guys.
Black guy are going at it. We got to stop. Let my people go.
Never mind.
It's all good. We're friends.
Good luck if you win.
Thank you.
And we will buy the
Don't
palace.
Forget where you come from. Came from.
I'll support all y'all.
Floyd, since you live downtown, Jordan and I talked about this a little bit before we got on the air. Give me your thoughts on the bike sharing program.
Okay. I don't get it.
I think we're too old.
Yeah, like, I just don't get it. Like, well, Columbus and Ann Arbor, because I work in Ann Arbor too, they do the scooters, which is the same premise, but...
Motorized.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. I tried understanding. Not my thing. Was that how your conversation went? I was like, for me, I'm just like, I guess it's a good idea for, like, families and stuff.
It's a cool concept, but I don't think I'll ever use it.
No.
I'd rather walk. Because then, what we were talking about earlier, what if there's no room on the bike rack? Then I get flustered. What do I do with this bike? And do I have to ride it back?
Does it cost?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's not free.
Oh.
Because in Columbus, it's $5 down.
Well, I'll just pay for parking.
And then it's like 50 cents a mile.
What?
Yeah, it's expensive in Columbus.
Do you use your credit card with it? I never have cash.
Yeah, you can swipe. I think that's what you do.
You have to get the account.
Ooh, that is nice.
Yeah.
You have to get the account.
Like an app?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of a lot of work.
That sounds like a lot of memory I don't want to use.
Because I feel like I wouldn't think about it. I would just go up and be like, oh, I want to ride this bike. And then they'd be like, download the app, do this. And I'd be like, nah, I'm out. Too much work.
So yeah, but we all have that one friend who's all about it. They're like,
oh,
I can't wait.
Yes.
And you're wait to do what? Ride my bike.
All right, here we go.
And then they post about it.
And they post about it. They're like, look at me, high level bridge.
Oh, that's what it'll be. It's just going to be like Instagram famous.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, I'm guilty with doing stuff for the gram, so no shame in that, but. Gotta get those likes.
Toligo, that's a dumb name, and the bikes are hideous looking.
I think it's a cute one.
They're the lime green ones, right?
No, I think they're different per neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
To start, but they're yellow. So here's the price, and what does it cost to park downtown?
Depends where, what events, but $5 at least.
Because a friend of mine said...
At least.
Because a friend of mine said what he'll do from now on is he'll like park at Libby, get a bike, and then go someplace. You get 30 minutes for $3. Monthly memberships are $15, and you can do a year for $69. Although I was telling Jordan beforehand, like, you're only getting 5 months out of that.
If that, yeah.
Because ain't nobody riding that thing in December.
Buy your own bike. Or use your own bike.
And
this is good for Toledo, let me say that. But I'm just saying, like, for me, as someone who's like, so I have to drive down there, find parking, find my bike.
Or park near the bike.
Park near the bike.
There might be a lot of people parked anyway.
So then you're going to have to pay for parking and then pay for the bike.
Well, no, find a free spot to park.
But then, like, sometimes there's no free
That's
spot.
A what if. That's a huge
well,
what
let's
if.
Use...
The only free parking is like on St. Clair or out by the Oliver House, I feel like.
They charge on St. Clair now.
Stop.
I used to live there. They charge now.
You could park at Libby, I guess. Yeah. Although, I know on that street, is that Erie on the Erie Street Market side? Like, I know people have gotten
by their... Libby, yes.
On the street side.
Oh.
Not street the parking side. Lot side. Where there's like an old empty bar.
Yeah, the street side is eerie. Yeah.
So I know people have gotten their cars broken into out there, but there's a bike station at the farmer's market. So conceptually, like, or theoretically, that's free. Middle Grounds, where there's another one, that's free.
See, I like the idea of it being in the park.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
But just to have one, I don't know.
And
not my cup of tea.
And then,
but
I guess,
kudos to the city.
If you're riding it somewhere, do you, like, let's say I want to ride it to Blarney. Do I just put it outside? Is there, like, what if there's not a little corral?
You have to,
like,
go to the corral.
What do I do?
Lock it up, bring your own lock. I mean, it's not like Put-in Bay, where they have those bikes that you rent for $5 and you can just drop them places.
See, that would be, I mean.
See, that's how it is in Ann Arbor and Detroit. You just, they have scooters. I have not seen bikes, but they just leave them there. And, like, people at the end of the night or whatever, they're come and pick them up and take them back to where they need to go.
When we say scooters, I'm thinking of, like, Razor.
Yeah, no, that's what they are.
Really?
I promise you, that's what they are.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I think those
literally motorized Razors. Like, I think the handlebars are a little higher, but, like, there's not. They're literally just.
That is
Google
so
it.
And
it's
I don't know if it's this semester.
They love it. They love it there.
I don't know if it's this semester or not, but UT got them. And people bitch. They're like, we don't want scooters. We want more parking.
I would.
Which
would
make more sense, but.
Yes, but thinking back, well, I don't know if I'd feel like lame riding it around campus, but I would probably do it. Like, I would rather have a scooter going from class to class because parking was so bad there.
Right. But back to the bike thing. I mean, I don't get it. I want to see if. It's novelty, and it might wear off, or it just might be a novelty that lasts, and people post their pictures all the time and enjoy it.
I think it's going to last.
This is me one of those things where I'm like, I say I don't understand, but ask me a year from now, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Just
we're
my ignorance.
See you out on bikes next year.
Not my big ass.
Like, we have a lot of bigger people here, and I don't know if you're biking from Middle Grounds to the Art Museum. I mean, good for you if you are. Because that's
you'll get
one
those
of,
people.
That's like one of the outer. That's probably the long. You know, like the longest flight on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the longest ride. Or maybe I think there's a couple over on the other side of the bridge, like up to the art museum. But again, and I know you said,
are these designated to go? Like, you know what I mean? Like, so they're color coordinated, right?
They're all yellow in the downtown area. I think when they, when it expands different neighborhoods, if it goes to them, they'll have different colors. That's part of the vision for this, I think.
Send me a newsletter so I can understand this. Because, like, the more you're talking about it, the more I'm like, maybe I'm kind of interested, but, like, I don't know much about it. So, like I said, it's my ignorance, but, like, us talking about it, I'm kind of just like, eh.
Like, maybe I'm just too old for the shit. But then again, living downtown, I'm used to walking everywhere for two reasons.
Same.
One, I take the dogs everywhere,
mm-hmm.
so I walk with them. I can't take them on a bike. They'll, like, cut their heads off in the spokes. And two, I like getting those steps in.
Yeah. I just walked a balance.
There you go. That's good enough. What are you looking up?
The bikes.
Yeah, I don't
my
know.
My phone takes so long because I have Sprint, so.
Not to segue, is pot really legal in Canada?
Yeah, I was just going to bring... Here's the one kind of
crumb. I'm going through our list. I'm like, is it?
Yeah.
I failed to miss that one. I'm like, huh?
And it's a big deal. Pot, weed is legal now in most of Canada. And I was thinking you could just like pout. Jordan, did you drive off to Windsor when you were 19?
No.
Did your friends that did it?
That's like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
No, I never did it.
Oh,
you only have to be 19 to drink there.
I got wasted at Casino Windsor.
Yeah, I never went.
And the strip clubs are totally naked.
Are they? Because don't you have to have, like, you have to be covered here.
Yeah. But not there.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't go to the strip clubs there. I ran in different circles.
But I think I read that Ontario, which is the province that Windsor is in,
mm-hmm.
is not part of this just yet. And I guess the good stuff, like some of the things that Philip brought me back from Denver, like the edibles,
mm-hmm.
aren't going to come around till April. But it's legal now. All over Canada.
Do you think it's going to... Because Ohio tried to legalize it.
I think it should be on the ballot.
Nick Lachey was promoting it.
It didn't
get... Remember that?
Because he's from Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing him in a commercial.
I do remember it too.
What is happening?
It didn't get passed. I think we're in the early stages where I think Michigan has medicinal marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And I read an interesting line today because I'm all for it, especially because I don't do it. I don't think I'll start... I don't smoke. Maybe I'll eat the stuff. Whatever. I'm all for it because we could tax the hell out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And fix the damn roads.
Fix Anthony Wayne Trail.
But I did read a line today that say somebody's idea was to decriminalize it rather than legalize it because there could be issues that people get addicted to it and whatever behavior, like alcohol. That's fine.
You can become addicted to anything, though.
Right, right. But if we decriminalize it, it it makes it less of a problem of throwing people in jail for a weed offense, which is a big issue.
Because right.
That's essentially us paying for people to be imprisoned. So, but do you do any of the weed stuff?
How dare you ask me that in front of Jordan?
I know she doesn't.
How dare you?
If you tell me that you do, I'm going to be so disappointed in you.
No, I do not. I do not at all.
I have friends.
Yeah?
Yes.
What are their names?
Deja.
Philip.
I said Deja. No. I've partaken in edibles. Actually, I'm going to confess, I have really bad back pain. And someone was like, you should try this edible. And I was like, literally, I was that person who was like, no, I can't. Oh, how dare you? I'm a dare kid. However, I bit that gummy and I was like, I'm for it.
So you had a gummy bear?
I had a gummy bear while I was in Denver.
Philip brought me one back and I left it here by accident.
Oh, no.
And I had to race back and get it. And then the next day, my dog was throwing up all over the place and I grabbed the napkin that it was in. And I'm like, oh, shit, did the dog eat the edible? I'm like, his eyes look a little dazed from throwing up.
You go into dad mode. Open your mouth. Where is it?
Hold him upside down and shake everything out. But yeah, it's legal now. And I mean, I think
Do you think they'll get, like, once it gets passed in, like, the Ontario area, you think people try to hop over?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Because it's like,
you can't bring it back. They'll check your car.
Right. It's going to be Jordan, you've been to Windsor, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because, like, have you ever gotten pulled over where they just rip everything out?
No.
Have you, Floyd?
I have. I wasn't driving, but they tell you to pull over to the side, and they tell you to get out, and they strip your car.
Leave your car on the side of the road.
They literally strip your car in front of everyone.
That's insane. I'm always so terrified.
And I was just a passenger, so I was like, I have nothing to do with this. And there was nothing in there. They just random checkpoint, and and they do it quickly, too.
Well, like, that's nice, at least.
I wonder when it gets to Ontario what it'll be like for people that already go across there anyway.
That bridge, which already has the backup, is going to be worse now.
There's another bridge being built in a couple of years.
Oh. They need it.
Downriver. It's going to be called the Gordie Howe Bridge.
Oh, I see what they did. They're a hockey guy.
There you go.
Yay. So I know some knowledge. What?
But I mean, I think long before, see, you're 26?
27.
27?
So young.
I think
youthful.
My intern called me old.
Cause she's
fire
like
them.
19 or 20.
I know, right? I was
fire
like,
them now.
What did you do that she called you old?
It was a boy, but he said we're talking about college or something, and then I was like, yeah, I graduated in 2013. He's like, what? You're not like 22? I'm like, no, I'm 27. He's like, what do you do now that you're older? And I'm like, what? Like, my heart hurt a little bit.
Welcome to it.
I know.
It gets no better.
Can't wait, I mean, guys. Thanks.
Your challenge is you're very eloquent and refined. Like, you're not a messy 20-something.
Thank you.
Your life is together.
Like, I hope.
Extremely responsible.
Thank you.
Like, so I don't
being
think
a messy 30-year-old. Guilty.
No, you're fine.
Oh, no, you don't. Yeah, you see this. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's like, I'm not that old.
What's going on over at work with BCSN stuff?
We're week 9 into football. So
who sucks?
Coming to a close. Stop it!
Who sucks? Say it! I don't even sport.
I ask her all the time.
Sick.
Are you talking about high school?
Yeah.
Oh, I went to Whitmer. They're good.
Are they?
Yeah, Whitmer's good.
I do know that.
Whitmer's always good. Sorry, I was like,
we have always been good.
But they lost to Central.
Yeah.
Because Central's also good, too.
Central is like insanely good. They're unstoppable.
And I saw that kid that you mentioned from St. John's got some love last week in the paper, Brady Lichtenberg.
Yeah, he's so good. He's a sophomore quarterback, yeah. St. John's. But yeah, I'm kind of ready for the season to dwindle down. It's been long, so
you missed like 3 weeks.
I mean, still, it's been a long season. Oh. Touché that I did miss 3 weeks.
Wedding here. She wasn't even there for opening week.
I have. Oh my gosh, I meant to tell you, my mom is taking me to 2 weddings in one day. I just want to cry because I've been to so many.
Gross.
I know.
You are old.
I know.
Like, get with it.
I know. Everyone's getting married.
Do you drink at these weddings?
Of course.
Okay, that's better.
Of course. How do you get through a wedding?
So maybe she's not together as a 20-year-old.
Yeah. You don't know what's behind this.
She claims
There's Jordan. she's doing a keg stand on the wedding cake again.
I don't know how to do that. I've tried and back in the day, and I was a hot mess trying to do it. Yeah.
Don't.
So
how many more weeks are left in the season? 2 or 3?
We'll probably go to week... I think the show will go to maybe week 11, and then just depending on who's all in the playoffs and how far they advance, then the show will kind of go on. But my role in it is done week 11, so I have this week and then 2 more weeks.
Sorry, it's been such a struggle for you.
Thank you. I'm just tired.
What are you have to, what are you gonna have to do? Like, will you get your Friday nights back?
Or
do you have to do other stuff?
No, I'll probably get them back for like 2 weeks, and then we go in basketball season.
Who sucks in? I mean, who's rebuilding in basketball?
I have no idea about basketball. Okay. No, I could not even tell you or start to tell you. So,
just take Floyd out with you.
I'll do it.
You want to come out to the
game? Yeah, I'll do something.
You can find out.
I hang out with the student sections. So
I'm in. Days. I wouldn't even know what to do. Put me in the middle. I haven't been to like a football Friday since 2000.
When?
When did you turn 35?
May.
So, so you did. You graduated in 2001.
Yeah.
Well, you went to Whitmer. One of my friends graduated from Whitmer.
Jeff Adams. Does he work there?
Oh my gosh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, we used to be really good friends.
Oh, I love him. Oh,
what happened?
About Carrie.
No, we just graduated.
No, but you said you used to be really good friends.
We just graduated. Like, I went my way.
That was it?
And I think we graduated from the same school. He just graduated before me. I just went back to school recently. So.
What about Carrie Bussticker?
I know her.
Oh my God, that's my girl.
Oh, were you?
You're like Oprah. You brought us together.
Dude, I do bring people together.
Yay.
Who else?
That's about it. You get two people a show, two reunions a show. And they're not even here.
Yeah.
So, wait, you were just close with these people in high school and then that was that?
Yeah, because I decided I was going to be that person. I'm going to be an actor. And so I went to like Chicago and all these places. And I was like, you know what? I don't have it. Well, I have it, but I'm just like, it's a lot of work. So I came back and went to school to be an early educator. And then I was like, don't listen, boss. But I was like, it's not my thing. I've been doing it for 15 years. So then I went back to school. And age 35, I got a job at a radio station.
Kristen got let go.
I heard. No, she sent me an email.
Yeah.
Hey, Kristen.
Yeah. She's not listening.
That's cool. That was my career advisor. The one who kept telling me to, because I wanted to give up. Like, just right. I'm 35. I've been at my one job for 15 years.
Right.
This is what I need to do. And she's like, no, keep going. And then finally one day I was just like, fine, I'll send. It was literally like that story. I'll send one more resume. That's it. And I'm done. And a week later, someone was like, hey, I think I know you. And small world, Mike.
Mike who?
Hopper?
Hooper?
Hooper? I was like, Hopper Hooper?
I made it. You didn't have either. I mean, you had to have one, but I'm the one that like was like, yeah.
There he is, still my thunder. It's fine.
You think your resume
okay, did so, it? Okay, so when I get nominated for all these awards that I'm going to try to win, you'll be the first person I thank.
Thank you.
After my mom.
Perfect. What's your name?
Donna Anderson.
What is it? Donna?
Donna.
I want to meet your mom.
No, you don't. Everyone loves my mom when they meet her.
You should bring her on for the podcast.
Oh.
Mom, yes. How does she feel? I remember I asked you before, but how is she down with all the Deja stuff? Is she cool?
She's my biggest fan. Is and like really? When I post a picture, she's like, should we have done that? And I'm like, listen, Kris Jenner. It's like, should we have? She always says we. Should we have done that? Like,
your
she
momager.
Literally, she is my momager. Or like when I buy something, she hates when I wear blue eyeshadow. That's why I don't wear blue eyeshadow.
She
says I look like Mimi from Drew Carey to my face.
God.
She does.
Well,
she's my mom.
Good for her for being a critic. She tells her friends, she's like, my son's going to be Beyonce.
No? True. No, she does. I am like the Beyonce of Ohio. I don't care.
I agree.
I don't care.
Jordan, what's your mom's name?
Terry.
Terry T.
Terry T.
Okay. Do we have anything else? Do we care about the Roseanne stuff?
She's dead.
Mm-hmm. I know. But then she tweeted that I ain't dead bitches, which is exactly why you get fired, because you're a loose cannon.
Did that air yet?
Yeah, I think it was
last night.
See, I never watched any of that, or like even when it was on.
See, I was never. My mom was a huge Roseanne fan, and mm-hmm. I remember it always being on, but never
like watching it.
Watching it, yeah. But I know it was there.
Right,
you're too young for it. Like it was on. It was like a big thing. It was prime
time. I
didn't watch
the first reboot though. Sorry to cut you off, but
you're fine.
I thought it was funny. It was like my first time watching it, but
yeah,
I was like, I didn't set my DVR. You know what I mean? I was like, right. I just kind of watched it. Okay.
But I think people were happy when it was brought back, like the reboot, and then all that scandal happened and drama, and then they kind of have the Connors now. And I think people, right. From what I've seen online, people are just kind of like, eh, or like, I'm excited, and no, I'm not going to watch. So I don't know.
I never watched it when it was such a big show back then. Like, I would turn on TV to get away from normal people, so I didn't want any of that shit. Mm. Like, that and Home Improvement did nothing for me.
I hated Home Improvement. I just remember, like, every girl
isn't
in
it, like,
junior
tool
high.
Time?
Yeah. It was needed.
And I had no
idea. Everyone loved just Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and I just remember being a young gay boy, like, I don't get it. He looks like a lion.
What?
Like, he has those smoldering eyes. Okay.
So do you know who he's talking about?
Yeah, but, like, I'm too young for that. Like, yeah. He wasn't my crushes back right. then.
He was, like, everyone loved him.
Yeah. And
then, just so you know, like, there was one episode of Home Improvement, not like you care. They gave him cancer.
What?
Do you remember that?
No, I didn't watch it.
He had cancer.
That's
like,
so, like, mean, but it was like, hardcore.
But, like, as we got older, it was, like, not even, like, a sad form. I mean, all cancer is sad, but, like, right. it was kind of
like
just,
easily
like,
curable?
Yeah, like, it was, like, he had, like, a mole tag on his neck, and, like, he had to have surgery for it. I remember all the girls were like,
he's gonna die.
And I just remember being a kid, like, it's fucking pizza day. I don't care. Like, I'm going to the cafeteria to eat my two slices of pizza.
I saw that Tim Allen's show got kicked off of whatever network it was on, and it wound up on Fox. And they made a big deal about it because that's mm-hmm. side of politics and whatnot. And then I looked up the show. Is it Last Man Standing?
Last Man Standing.
Like, he kind of lost the show because of where his political views were. Like, he didn't hide his conservatism. And that is it true that show was on for like 7 or 8 years?
It was on for a while.
I thought it was on for a while. 2 years.
Me yeah. too. I'm like, what
it
is
it? It was on for
show?
A while. My wow. mom was a Last Man Standing watcher.
We'll wrap up with this. Floyd, have you watched any new shows lately?
I'm obsessed with Manifest.
Really?
I'm obsessed.
Is it gonna last?
No.
Do you know that show?
We were actually talking about this at work because I got the girls hooked to it. So it's gonna go for like 2 seasons. It would have been a better miniseries or a movie.
Explain it to Jordan, because I know
what
you're talking
about. So, there's a plane. It takes off. Mm-hmm. And when it lands, it's 5 years later.
It's like reverse Lost.
What?
Right. You just went cross-eyed. You can't even handle it right now.
Is it on, what's it on, Netflix?
NBC.
Okay.
After The Voice.
Okay.
So, but like, it goes to each character profiling, but now they're having like hallucinations and visions and powers of what happens. So, the next episode, the son, who's like the main character, but he's like, Dad, I know what happened.
And they're never going to tell you.
They're never going to tell us, but...
Did we ever figure out what happened in Lost? I'm sorry.
I never watched Lost, so
okay.
yeah.
They were
either.
Dead. They were
oh.
dead. Sorry to ruin that.
Oh, they were dead? Okay.
Yeah, they were dead.
It was just...
I never watched the entire series, but I knew... This was like before DVR and shit.
Died in a plane crash?
I watched the last episode to see what happened, and I like picked it up pretty quickly. And I was like, oh, they're dead. They've been dead the whole time.
So this was just like their flashbacks? Or...
Kia flashbacks?
Heaven?
I don't know. Like, how like, do you...
it was like afterlife stuff, but they were dead. Yeah.
Oh. Well, have you watched? I didn't want to watch it.
Have you watched anything? Anything new this?
I watched Riverdale, so.
Should I get into that?
Oh my god, yes.
Okay, because it's the Sabrina trailer looks so good that I feel like I have to backtrack to Riverdale.
Anything on the CW, I will promote and watch.
Okay, deal.
It's so
okay,
good.
Deal.
So
they,
good.
I read something that said Sabrina is going after exactly what Riverdale is. Mm-hmm. That's why when people saw the trailer, like, this is not the Sabrina that I know. And they're like, yeah, they're going for dark.
It's very
to
dark.
Do Riverdale.
And I had to Google Riverdale and all that not nonsense. Because all the girls at work talk about it. I didn't know it was like Archie and Veronica and Jughead and all of them.
It's
I was like
over
so
the
I
comics.
Need to get into this. I do.
But it's nothing like the comics.
Okay.
So it's just so good. You have to watch it.
Okay. Do you watch the superhero shows on the CW?
No, but go I'm ahead. Not going to out somebody I know that watches it. But
you out them.
I have a... No, he not would kill them. Me.
As a gay go guy in here, out them.
It's my boyfriend. He loves like Flash and all those like superhero shows. And
they're awful.
I don't know. He loves them.
They're terrible.
I love Supergirl.
Really? I think he watches that too. Yeah.
Supergirl's so good.
They're so bad. Like we Demetrius and I, like our little crew, we bailed on them like 3 years ago.
What about Black Lightning?
They got so never even started it.
My mom loves that show. Really? I'm like, wow, what is this show about? She goes, I don't know. Like that my mom.
Like,
she loves
love
the show. I'm like, what's it about? I don't know, but I like it. I know what I like, and that's her tagline. I know what I like.
Black Lightning.
She likes Black Lightning, and she likes the new Charmed. Mm. The new charm started.
Is it on CW too?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It comes on after Supergirl.
Okay. All right. Thanks for hanging out, guys.
You're welcome.
Next time we'll have Terry and Donna.
Oh, nice. Lord.
That will be interesting. Terry's a firecracker.
If she's taking you to 2 weddings in 1 day, that's a lot of drinking. So I get
it. It's a lot of fun. She's a fun girl. So. Okay.
My mom likes drinking, so we're in.
Really?
Okay. Give her a bottle of wine and she'll sit here.
What's her? Is she like red or white?
She likes wine.
I said, oh, okay.
It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
It didn't confuse. Okay. All right. Jordan Tomasi from BCSN. Floyd from Cumulus Media.
Whoop, whoop.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.